Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott is running for re-election, and he has a lot going for him. The state's economy has rebounded from the recession, and he's on track to raise at least $100 million for his re-election bid. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, Scott's campaign has run into trouble with an important group of Florida voters, Hispanics.
Latinos make up just 14% of Florida's electorate, but as voters, they have the power to swing elections statewide. Although Florida's Governor Rick Scott hasn't formally announced his re-election bid, he's working to court the Hispanic vote. This week, he met in Miami with Venezuelan Americans concerned about political violence in their native land.
So we've got to stand with the Venezuelan population. Estamos con el pueblo de Venezuela.
Afterwards, however, Scott was once again forced to answer questions about the resignation of one of his top campaign fundraisers, billionaire Cuban-American businessman Mike Fernandez. In an email leaked to the media, Fernandez said he quit because of concerns with how the campaign was being run and the staff's insensitivity to Hispanics. Fernandez cited an incident in which one of his partners heard senior campaign staff members mimicking a Mexican accent on the way to a Chipotle restaurant. Scott's campaign denies the incident ever happened, and the governor says he believes them.
We have a very diverse team. They care about everybody in our state. I'm going after every vote in our state. They would not tolerate anybody doing the wrong thing.
For Scott, winning support from Hispanics is especially crucial. In his first election 4 years ago, he won just over half of the Hispanic vote. But since then, his approval rating has plummeted with all voters. Scott's former campaign finance co-chair, Fernandez, is a Cuban-American success story, immigrating to the U.S. when he was 12, later starting a series of successful health care companies. A week and a half after his resignation roiled the political waters here, Fernandez said today he thinks the story has been overblown. He supports Scott, but says he's still concerned about the Chipotle incident.
In my opinion, I have no reason to believe that it did not happen. And I'm not sure that that has been addressed properly.
Well, before this, Florida's Republican Party was already losing ground among Hispanics. President Obama won 60% of Florida's Hispanics 2 years ago. Obama even carried Cuban Americans, a community that once was strongly Republican. Following Fernandez's resignation, another prominent Cuban-American Republican broke with Scott. Gonzalo Sanabria resigned. Scott says he was fired from his position on a local transportation board. Sanabria says he's upset with how Fernandez was treated and the campaign's insensitivity to supporters, including Hispanics.
It's not that we're all going to run over to the Democratic Party. We're not enthusiastic about supporting the governor.
The flap over the slights, perceived or real, comes just as the Scott campaign seemed to be making progress. Some polls showed him closing the gap with possible Democratic opponents. And recently, he appointed a Miami legislator, Carlos Lopez Cantera, as his lieutenant governor, a move that helps him connect with Latinos in South Florida. Political scientist Dario Moreno of Florida International University says for Scott to be reelected governor, he needs every Hispanic vote he can get, especially in South Florida.
It's very hard for a Democrat to win the state of Florida if they don't win Dade County by at least 80,000 votes. And the Scott campaign is dangerously close to that number.
That's one reason why, between now and November, Governor Scott is likely to be spending a lot of time wooing Hispanic voters in South Florida. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.